The project started with sort of a daydream. I don't know if I'd been looking at too many maps or something, but it was just looking at the island of Montreal, which is kind of an oblong shape, and imagining what it would sound like if you could pick it up and put it on your record player and put the needle down on the island itself. And I just was sort of imagining that for a while. But then I decided that maybe I should try to find out what that sounded like. That was sort of like the beginning of the project. But then it kind of opened up and became a bit more. I guess the first thing I did was to create an all-terrain record needle, which you would allow you to, you know, kind of hear what it would sound like if your record needle was passing across a landscape. I tried a lot of different materials to try to get a sound that I liked, but also one that seemed to kind of bring out the detail without coloring it too much. And after a lot of tests, balsa wood seemed to work the best. The pickups are our contact microphones. There's two contact microphones that are embedded in the balsa needle, and they're recorded. So when you hear the Montreal phonograph, you'll hear it's a stereo recording from the needle directly into the recorder. So there's hardly any ambient sound. In the Vienna phonograph one, I did also use a condenser microphone as well on the stylus. So there is some ambient recordings mixed with the stylus recordings in the Vienna one. That's one difference. The all-terrain record needle that I used in Montreal is quite big. There's wheels involved. It almost looks like a farming implement. But I needed something I could travel with for the project in Vienna. So I developed another version of the all-terrain needle, which is based more on a weed trimmer, but breaks down and is easily packed up into luggage. So there are two different things, and they have a little bit of a different sound too. For the Montreal part, I started with the island, and I drew a spiraling trajectory starting at the edge of the island, around the edge, and then spiraling into the middle. And in the middle, roughly the center of the island here in Montreal, there's a large park. So you start at the edge, which is quite quiet, the water, and you spiral through, which is really most of the built-up, really urban areas, and then at the end you reach, which would kind of like reaching the label of a record, you reach the park. So with that spiral drawn on a map, I picked as many points as I could visit, and I went to those locations, and I recorded there, knowing that I wanted to make about 20 minutes of recordings so that I could make the final step, which is to make it into a vinyl record itself. So I had to limit myself to 21-minute recordings, roughly.